He handed me a packet wrapped in rice paper about the size of a fish head. "It's some Chinese herbs," he told me. "Don't listen to Dr. Mayura if he tells you they're worthless. Have your sister make tea with them and give the tea to your mother to ease the pain. They're very precious herbs. Make sure not to waste them."
"I'd better do it myself in that case, sir. My sister isn't very good at making tea."
"Dr. Mayura told me your mother is sick," he said. "Now you tell me your sister can't even be trusted to make tea. With your father so old, what will become of you, Chiyu-chan? Who takes care of you even now?"
"I suppose I take care of myself these days."
"I know a certain man. He's older now, but when he was a boy about your age, his father died. The very next year his mother died, and then his older brother ran away to Osaka and left him alone. Sounds a bit like you, don't you think?"
Mr. Tanaka gave me a look as if to say that I shouldn't dare to disagree.
"Well, that man's name is Tanaka Ichiro," he went on. "Yes, me, although back then my name was Murahashi Ichiro. I was taken in by the Tanaka family at the age of 12. After I got a bit older, I was married to the daughter and adopted. Now I help run the family seafood company. So things turned out all right for me in the end, you see. Perhaps something like that might happen to you, too."
I looked for a moment at Mr. Tanaka's gray hair and at the creases in his brow like ruts in the bark of a tree. He seemed to me the wisest and most knowledgeable man on earth. I believed he knew things I would never know, and that he had an elegance I would never have, and that his blue kimono was finer than anything I would ever have occasion to wear. I sat before him naked, on my haunches, in the dirt, with my hair tangled and my face dirty, with the smell of pond water on my skin.
"I don't think anyone would ever want to adopt me," I said.
"No, you're a clever girl, aren't you? Naming your house a tipsy house? Saying your father's head looks like an egg?"
"But it does look like an egg."
"It wouldn't have been a clever thing to say otherwise. Now run along, Chiyu-chan," he said. "You want lunch, don't you? Perhaps if your sister's having soup, you can lie on the floor and drink what she spills."